For so many people, prayer has become a burden. We know that we should pray more, but you know how it goes. Yeah, you're busy, and in any case, it doesn't feel as though anything much is happening. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'm the sort of guy who likes to have a formula for everything. It's just how I'm built. Super organised, a place for everything, everything in its place. You know the sort. So when I became a Christian, I wanted to know the formula for prayer. You know, say these words and it's all good, done, tick in the box. In fact, as a child, I'd grown up in a church just like that. But then I discovered this radical, unconventional Jesus. This Jesus who wasn't so much into religious rituals as though somehow God is impressed by rituals, by empty words that we rattle off. This is the Jesus who said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8, when you pray, look, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up in the synagogues and on the street corners and pray loudly. Hey, they want people to see them. The truth is, that's all the reward that they'll get. But when you pray, you should go into your room and close the door. Then pray to your Father. He's there in that private place. He can see what's done in private and he will reward you. And when you pray, don't be like the people who don't know God. They say the same things again and again. They think that if they say it enough, their God will hear them. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So prayer isn't some formula any more than communicating with any other person in your life is a formula. Prayer is a passionate embrace. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There's such richness, such depth, such meaning in the things that God has to say. And the more we listen, the more we receive, the more vibrant our relationship with him becomes. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.